Gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of John, and I will be reading not what's in the bulletin. I'm starting with verse 1 and going all the way through 18. Things changed this week a bit, so hang on. We'll get there. Listen for the word of our Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him has light, was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Sisters and brothers, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. I know that you have a bulletin and it tells you I'm going to start somewhere, and then I tell you that I'm going to start somewhere else, but we're going to end up at the same place, but we're going a different route than I planned perhaps 6 months ago when I was planning for this worship service originally. Things have changed. I know that that was a lot of words to roll by you this morning, especially as there is little time for us to thoroughly unpack with communion and all. It is a poetic explanation of God's creation and how we have got to get from where we were to where we are today. Someone I read said, "It's like Genesis, only a poet wrote it." Genesis gave us some views and looking of things, but this is poetry meant to inspire us into what God has done so that we could be with God. The title of this sermon, A Pick-Me-Up, it sort of fits still. I thought about changing it, but I thought, well, the bulletin's already done. I don't want to have it all done again. And usually my titles don't have a whole lot to do with what's going on anyway, so y'all are used to that. But this is an important passage for us all. It shows us something that can't be changed at all. I believe that especially considering what has happened this past week, it is important that on the second Sunday in the season of Christmas, we need to hear these words. All of these words. Why, you may ask? And I would answer, because it is in this entire passage, the 321 words from the Gospel of John, the writer is explaining as succinctly as can be done that in Jesus' coming, God the Father, Son, and Spirit have been and always will be indeed still with us. We cannot be separated from our God unless we choose to be separated. Secondly, God is close to us. And the more we need God, the closer God gets to us. And perhaps most importantly, God came into the world, made flesh, and has overcome the darkness that tried then and is trying now to make us all feel like we are in darkness and that we would spiral even into more darkness. John does all of this brilliantly. He has taken what God has planned for us in Jesus Christ and started his whole gospel on this premise. Sometimes it is so well done and it seems to kind of go around in circles a little bit, but if we take time and listen to it, we will be able to see the theological depth, width, and deepness of what is said. We forgot that the darkness cannot overcome the light. You need to hear that again. The darkness cannot overtake the light. The true light that came into the world and made sure that darkness could not then and cannot now overcome the light. The light that God sent to this world then and still sends it to us today. If we just listen as we look at the events of this past week, it teaches us that bad things happen to all of us, and we get to go into a cycle that takes us down into the darkness, or it can get us down into the darkness. I do believe that the two perpetrators who randomly killed 16 people, if we include them themselves, that they had been engulfed in the darkness that so often blinds us and tricks us into believing that there is no God, no real good, and no love in this world. And that, furthermore, there never will be that. If you were like me, you woke up on a New Year's Day morning, especially to feel better about the world because we have a fresh calendar in front of us. All of last year's mistakes and problems, we get to sweep them under the rug a bit and we start with new expectations and we're happy. And the first thing you hear, perhaps, as I did, of some persons who were deeply lost in the darkness were killing other people. It seems senseless. It hurts, especially on this day. It was almost a purposeful way to take all of our hope away from us. It was a chance for the darkness to come into our living rooms and in our brains, in our heart even. These 321 words that John has wrote assures everyone that the light is not overcome by the darkness. John tells us of how the revelation of God among us is a light that is not going away. These words are written so that we can have hope in all places and at all times. Because God is not going away from us. God is coming to be with us, has come, is come, and will still come to be with us. And that light can never, ever be blocked out We have to remember that, because it's a world today that seems bent on finding every dark thing and blowing it up and making it bigger and bigger, or sadder and sadder, or making our lives worse and worse. It seems to be a time when everyone tries to help us feel worse. From everything, from climate, to our religion, to our country, to the basics that we believe in. It's not easy, nor has it ever been easy, to push that darkness away. It is constantly trying. And when we feel darkness starting to creep around us, if we feel that everything good has left us behind, I would invite you to read these verses regularly and cry out for God and feel the love that is not far away. In fact, it is closer to you than the darkness. We just have to let our eyes see the darkness as for what it is and leave it behind. For each one of us who lives, we have these moments of doubt, of sadness. We have these times when we feel like the world has totally gone bad and we can do nothing but get washed down the drain with everything else that goes out into the sewer. But right here, right here is the response that you need to give to yourself when you feel that way. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. That Son who came went to the darkest place that could ever be, so that we don't have to see the light that He brought. We as believers believe that God is lovingly active in our lives constantly, and we should be ready to respond when we feel the darkness closing in on us, or when others tell us they feel the darkness closing in on them. This is the message that we need to carry out into the world. We need to bring a little John the Baptizer proclaiming the true light so that the others can be strengthened, assured, and held up and loved. Remember, do not start talking with those around you when they talk of all the things that are bad and horrible in the world. And we get into that, our whole conscience goes down and we move away from God. God does not move away from us, but we move away from God because we have the darkness in our brains. Jesus came to the world, a small child. The darkness tried to stop Him. They could not, and they cannot now. Jesus is the Word made flesh. He went out to be with people and tell them the good news of God's love. He helped others, His disciples, to go out and do likewise. Jesus taught them that in acting as God wanted them to, looking out for others, that they would also be a people, making the words stronger and the light ever brighter. On these cold winter days, when the sun comes up later and goes away earlier, when it seems that all that is not good is increasing, when you feel lonely and alone, remember God not only sent the Son to conquer and take away the effects of sin, Remember that God's plans for you and for all of us are all good. And how much God loves us. And when you talk yourself to understand that and bring it back to yourself so that you can stand fully in the light, go out and tell everybody else, trusting that the darkness will never win. That's a hopeful message we can share with everyone we meet. I give thanks for God who loves me beyond belief. And you as well.